talking to Jennifer Easerlo. And, Jennifer, they called you the skinny chef. Now, tell me, how did you get that name?
Well, part of the reason I'm the skinny chef is, you know, I fought my own battle with the bulge, and now I'm using superfoods to cook healthy everyday meals.
Now, you know, that's a word that you hear all the time. You can even walk into, you know, a Starbucks, and they've got a thing there that, you know, those little things that say superfood on them. What is your definition of superfood?
Well, superfoods are nutrient-dense foods because they give you high levels of things like antioxidants. So for the same portion size, you're getting double or triple the nutrition compared to other foods.
Now, does that mean that they also have double or triple the sugar or the fat or the bad stuff?
You know, ironically, no. Many times they're lower in fat and calories and sugar. That's what makes them super.
Now, are these things that you can incorporate into your, you know, your spaghetti and meatballs or your fettuccine alfredo or whatever
Absolutely.
The case is?
Absolutely. I cook with them all the time. Some of my favorite superfoods include Florida grapefruit. I love yogurt. I use flax. Whole grains is another thing I cook with often. So, you know, it's really easy to find these things in your local grocery store and combine them into recipes that your family loves. And I use them for a lot of comfort food recipes.
Comfort food. I mean, you can put these into meatloaf?
Absolutely. I make a great meatloaf with flaxseed. I also use oatmeal in it and grated zucchini.
Zucchini in the meatloaf. But you probably can't even taste it, can you?
That's the great thing about some of these vegetables. I know a lot of folks out there, you know, maybe they don't like the taste of vegetables, but incorporating them into traditional recipes, you know, you're getting the health benefits without having to worry about, you know, eating the vegetable on its own.
Okay. Now, I know you've been published a lot, like Yoga Life magazine has featured you. What could you contribute to a magazine like Yoga Life?
Well, a lot of times editors will come to me. They'll have an idea. You know, they want to do something on superfoods or, you know, foods that combat certain diseases or, you know, foods that boost immunity. So they want recipes that are attractive and tasty, you know, things that people crave on a regular basis. For example, I created a wonderful recipe that's salmon teriyaki that I make with Florida grapefruit juice that I love. And my husband loves teriyaki, but he's not a vegetable lover. So, you know, that's the perfect recipe for him because I'm getting several of those superfoods into one dish.
How about something like blueberries? Do you use those much?
I use quite a bit of quite a few berries in my recipes, but you know, you really want to have a broad range of fruits and vegetables in your diet.
How about desserts? Can you help me out with some healthy desserts? Because I'm tired of, you know, 9 o'clock rolls around and there's that half a gallon of ice cream.
Oh yeah, that's the pitfall for a lot of folks out there. I do a lot of things with desserts, and yogurt, which is another superfood that I love to use, it's, you know, it's great frozen. You can flavor it so many different ways. I have a recipe for a popsicle that's great for that late-night snack that's, you know, low in sugar, but it's high in protein.
Now, what about, I'm hearing a lot of people that yelp, I mean, there's actually people in the office that are saying, you know, Scott, you drink too much coffee. You ought to switch to tea. What's the battle going on? Is coffee really bad for me?
Research says that coffee isn't necessarily bad. I mean, of course, you want to watch your caffeine intake. It's what you put in the coffee. You know, if you're adding a lot of heavy cream or a lot of sugar, teas definitely have excellent health benefits, and they're easy to combine with other superfoods. So, you know, if you want to make yourself a nice tea and put citrus in it, for example, or berries, and teas have a lot of antioxidants that protect your heart and to help protect your skin as well.
Is there a particular food that you would recommend, Jen, that helps somebody lose weight?
For me, it would definitely be grapefruit. It's one of the things I incorporate in my diet on a regular basis. I love to have it after I work out. It's, you know, low in calories, low in sugar, it's high in fiber. You know, you're getting vitamin C. It's definitely a superfood because you're getting a lot of nutritional benefit for few calories.
Somebody recently told me, and I saw it on your website, which is skinnychef.com. I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it goji berries, right?
Right.
Where do you find those?
Goji berries you usually have to pick up in a health food store. They can be a little costly. That's why, you know, I recommend to people, if it's out of their budget, to stick with the superfoods that you can find in your regular grocery store.
Okay.
Things like spinach, broccoli, whole grains, you know, those are definitely available. And while goji berries are, you know, can be tasty and fun, they can be tricky to cook with. While, you know, if you're using things like Florida grapefruit, that's easy to combine in, you know, everyday meals. For example, you know, I have a recipe for teriyaki salmon that I love. I also have one. It's a baked chicken with almond and flax that's crunchy, and I serve that with a salad on the side. And those recipes you can find at gofloridagrapefruit.com. But there's a lot of ways to really incorporate these foods into your everyday diet.
Right, the skinny chef, Jennifer Easterlaw. Thank you for your time this morning, and appreciate it, and the best to you and your family.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Take care.
You have a good day.
You too.